Well, we're getting ready for our lockdown, national lockdown, starting at 1 minute to midnight this evening. Stacey Dixon is a New Zealander living in isolation at home in Norway, and she's on the line from there now. Kia ora, Stacey.
Kia ora, Brian.
How are you doing?
Well, we're pretty good here, actually. We've been in lockdown since the 11th of March, so we're a couple of weeks ahead of New Zealand at the moment. My employer sent us all home on the 6th, and then it took off from there, really. So we've been living under quite strict conditions for a good couple of weeks now. So,
what do they mean? So, for example, if you want to go outside for a walk, because it is coming up to spring now in Norway, can you do that?
Yeah, I've noted the conditions that New Zealand's going to go into from midnight, and we actually have a tiny bit more freedom, I think, at the moment. But in the paper this morning, they've said that may change again. So we are required to stay at home or work from home if that's possible. All the schools are closed, and parents are teaching from home. We are not supposed to meet anybody outside of our household, so far the same. You're allowed to go out and get fresh air, and in fact the government encouraged people to get outside for a little bit of sanity, actually, but they've had to warn people for there are a few very nice walking places quite near where I live, and of course everyone has the same idea when the sun comes out that they'll all go to the same nice places to walk, and that defeats the purpose. So,
how many people have you been? Have you been out for a stroll when it's been a lovely day and it's been a bit busy? How do Norwegians cope with that? About kind of politely keeping their distance from each other.
Yeah, actually, they're pretty good at it. funnily enough, I think. Everyone's keeping their metre or 2 metres away from each other. It's just if there's a very crowded path. And that's where they've encouraged people to try and find new places to go walking, where the rest of the city hasn't also decided to go. Basically, there is no problem with going outside as long as you're staying away from other people. And it's pretty quiet out, but there are people outside, and there's some very happy dogs as well, because walking your dog is obviously an exception. So I can, from where I'm standing right now, I can see a couple of dogs out in the park playing.
Right, they got so much space.
Yeah, and they're just so happy. And I actually wonder about all the animals in general, actually, the swans in the lake in town and all the birds. I mean, they must notice that they just aren't people out.
But, yes. I think about that too. We just had played a BBC documentary in the previous hour about people losing touch if they're living an urban life and losing touch with nature, and how sometimes one way of dealing with anxiety is just to go for a walk in the woods. In fact, I had another guest saying that very thing last night on the program, going for walks. And I was thinking about that even before I heard that documentary tonight. I went for a stroll myself, and I was thinking, you know, trying to take notice of the natural world, but also wondering, I wonder if they're noticing that we're behaving a little bit differently.
Oh, I'm sure they must be. I'm very certain. It's very quiet as well. There's not many cars out, and you don't hear people talking because, of course, people aren't meeting up to, well, certainly where we are, they're not meeting up on the street to have a chat or anything. So they've actually, I did see a recommendation that despite that we're all keeping our distance, there's nothing wrong with waving at somebody and acknowledging that you've seen them and saying hello even at a distance. And I think that's quite important to keep people's spirits up a little bit.
Are Norwegians good wavers?
Not good wavers as such. I would say New Zealanders are possibly a little more friendly on the streets than Norwegians, but I think everyone's doing their bit, and you'll certainly get a smile if you send one out. So that's pretty usual, I think.
How far are you from Oslo, Stacey?
We're on the other side of the country here. I'm in Stavanger, so it's a 9-hour train trip or drive. Where we are is we've got about 250 confirmed corona cases here, but they're actually not testing beyond medical personnel and seriously infected people. So there are probably more. I think Oslo is the region that's hardest hit at the moment.
I remember speaking with you last year, because it was just after the terror attacks in Christchurch, and how the person who perpetrated them glorified Mr. Breivik, who attacked all those people in Norway, and people in Norway had a very strong and visceral response to what was happening in New Zealand. This is a bit different, but what you told us then is that you live in Norway because you're a musician, and I guess that's one bit of work that's very difficult to do right now.
That's true. I'm able to practice, but we're not able to play as an ensemble at this stage. Especially for freelancers, it's even worse. I know many freelancers whose work has just dried up overnight. We still have plans to be back at work after Easter. Like New Zealand, we took fairly strict action relatively early in the hope that things will get back to normal sooner. So, but I'm able to practice. I have neighbours downstairs who are homeschooling, so try not to disturb any.
What do you play again? It's not the trumpet, is it?
I play the oboe, no. Fortunately, I don't have any kind of mute that I could use apart from a hammer, as the joke goes. So it's quite a lot of noise. But I am actually able to pop into work because our work is I can practice in solitary there, and they've arranged a system where they track where in the building we are and which rooms we use, so the cleaners are there. So there are a few of us who are able to still go into work by ourselves and practice. So to maintain at the moment, that's still okay. It's pretty quiet out there. But
you're with the symphony orchestra in Stavanger.
That's right. I play in the Stavanger Symphony Orchestra, and I've been here for 11 years now.
Has there been any attempt and obviously once you're all in lockdown, that's on the back border, but any attempt at some point maybe to do something either where you broadcast online, or maybe, because I know, I'm pretty sure members of the New Zealand Symphony Orchestra tonight, we're going to have a crack at doing something where they're performing separately, but we're going to try and combine the sounds online.
Oh, okay, wow. I think that there is a small chamber concert actually being broadcast online tomorrow here, but it's very small groups. There's only two or three people in each group, and that's the first project so far. A lot of people have put up their own a cappella. That's an app where you can record various parts and play them all together. So so there's lots of those things going on from some of my colleagues. And
a cappella, what? So and they recording themselves singing or playing their instrument and then dubbing on new tracks?
Playing their instrument. Yeah, playing their instrument, and then they just record over themselves, and so they play all the voices. So I've seen several of those lately, and that's quite a lot of fun.
Actually. Yeah, I'm thinking, has anybody tried a tuba version of that?
Well, our tuba player is quite technically savvy, actually, so I wouldn't be surprised. He did record with his family on their balcony a version of Money, Money, Money in support of all freelancers as the as the curtain came down on all the performances for a few weeks. And of course, the thing that a lot of people are concerned about here is the 17th of May, which is the national holiday in Norway, and is filled with marching bands all day. And of course, the bands can't rehearse together. And at the moment, crowds are banned. So we're wondering what sort of music there's going to be on the 17th of May.
There might be a lot of people marching in their living rooms.
Yeah, I think lots of people will be dressing up in their national costume in their living rooms and posting pictures online. People will hang the flags out the windows, as they always do. I half jokingly said to a friend of mine that perhaps we'll do a kind of old Russian state thing where we put speakers out on the street and play uplifting marching music for everybody.
Yeah,
through speakers,
and they can march on their own.
Not exactly. It's not quite the same thing, but something to cheer people up anyway. I think the celebrations will definitely happen. They'll just be somewhat different to normal. But I have to say, I was expecting visitors next week from New Zealand. My brother and his wife and my nephews were going to be visiting me. So that's it's not so nice that I don't get to see them now. But I'm very glad, of course, that everyone's safe and well. And I'm quite happy that you guys have, that the measures that the government's putting in place now are happening, because I think the sooner the better, the sooner we can sort it out and hopefully come out the other side a bit earlier.
How many people in your household?
There's two of us. My partner and I, and then there are actually two flats in the building, so we share the front door in the hallway with another six people.
Have you been able to make a lot of face-to-face contact with people online, and has that helped over the last 2 weeks?
Yeah, absolutely. I've been on Skype a lot, and I've been chatting to friends in the UK in particular. That's quite an easy time difference to handle. Also in the United States, I have a friend in New Jersey who's at home with three children under four, so she's having a tough time at the moment.
Yeah, heavens.
Yeah, and also actually my friends here, because even though they're close by, I'm not able to see them, so we call each other pretty regularly and just see how everyone's doing. I think people are phoning each other more than texting, which is nice.
Yes,
and that actually makes a difference.
That's interesting. And yes, people were just ringing up, and they want to hear a voice at the other end.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that it makes a huge difference, and now, of course, we don't have complicated schedules with figuring out when someone's at work and when someone's awake somewhere else and things like that. So the time difference, in a way, is a little more straightforward at the moment, depending where you're calling. But definitely now going into 4 weeks of limited contact in New Zealand, I just say to everyone, just get on the telephone and ask people how they're doing, and it doesn't have to be a long conversation, but just make sure everyone's all right, because boredom is a bit of an issue.
Well, what do you do to deal with that?
Well, actually, I've been cleaning a lot, and I've been baking a lot, and then we've been sending recipes back and forth, some of my friends and I. And I have a giant puzzle on the table at the moment, which I'm just sort of attacking every now and then. I'm able to practice and do quite a lot of maintenance for my instruments, so that actually keeps me quite busy. And my partner's fortunate enough to have a renovation project going on behind our house, so he's got lots to do there as well. So I mean, we're not bored as such, but I mean, we're fortunate that I have friends who are homeschooling their kids at the moment, and that's pretty tough I'm still teaching actually online. I have six students.
Six students, did you say?
Six students. So I teach them all on a Tuesday. And it's working out quite well, actually. They're all quite enthusiastic and quite happy to see me. I think it's a nice variation in their day as well, because they're all at home as well. So
it's
nice to...
Sorry to interrupt there, Stacey, but it's, what, 14 days now since you went into your lockdown. Is there any sign yet, or is it too early to tell whether that's having an effect on the spread of COVID-19?
I'm looking at the numbers from here. They're sort of going up by 10 or 20 a day at the moment. But as I said, they're not testing everybody in Norway, just health personnel and people who present at hospital being quite serious. So the estimate is that there's about 10,000 cases in Norway, and about 2,800 of those are recorded. But it does seem to be slowing down. So if I look at in the paper today, it says 268 affected today, 252 yesterday, 248 the day before. So it is slowing down where we are now, and that's what everyone was hoping for, because obviously when everyone went into quarantine, there's at least a five day lag of people feeling healthy and then beginning to develop symptoms. Also, those numbers are reflective of people who have had the illness perhaps a little longer than others, and are turning up at the hospital. They're the serious cases. So it does seem to be, it hasn't gone down yet, but it does seem to be slowing a little. The Prime Minister said in the paper this morning that that no one's coming out of lockdown until after Easter, the 13th of April. So the schools will remain closed till then, and then they'll reevaluate the situation at that point.
Well, Stacey, it's been lovely talking with you. All the very best, and
likewise.
And keep dealing with the boredom and making lots of lovely dishes.
Yeah, I will. And check out some Norwegian Slow TV if you've got a few hours on your hands.
Norwegian Slow TV, I'll check that out.
Slow TV, I'm not sure if you've heard of that. It's trains with cameras on the front.
And oh, yes, I have. I have. I will check that out.
That's absolutely wonderful.
Thanks, Stacey. Thanks, Stacey.
Take care.
Bye. All the very best.
Bye.
Stacey Dixon, a New Zealander. She plays the oboe. She lives in Stavanger in Norway, talking about lockdown. They've had it in Norway now for a couple of weeks.